And good to be joined, as always, by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library, because it's Wednesday at 4:30, which means we're talking books. How you doing?
It's not just Wednesday. It's half-off hump day
with
six-buck burgers.
With six-buck burgers, yes.
Four Corners just got a little free promo right there.
You're going to be their spokesperson by the end of this. I'm Susan Brown for six-buck burgers and half-off hump day at Four Corners. It's going to be great.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm good. And I should point out, since it's radio, we don't have a visual, but you are. It's ugly sweater day.
At the library.
So
tacky holiday wearing, sweater day.
Yeah.
They're hard to find. You know, I'm a thrift store junkie.
They are.
So I'm a thrift store junkie.
Okay.
Not in thrift stores. Now that it's a hipster thing,
mm-hmm.
you go into like the vintage mm-hmm. stores where the hipsters go. They're like $25,
oh,
Aaron.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you go into they got
25 bucks.
You go into the mall. They've got, you know, every department store's got a rack of ugly sweaters. They're like $40.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So
but you're
I found
a very
this.
Nice,
yes, mine is.
It's more of a sweatshirt. Yeah.
And it is an homage to E.T.
Yes.
So it's the iconic scene of E.T. The kid with the bike and E.T.'s in the basket riding across the moon with the background. Except it's Santa and a reindeer.
Does the reindeer have a red nose? Is it Rudolph?
It is.
Yes, it does.
Look at that. I didn't even notice that. Yeah, so there were several ugly sweaters today with prizes.
Awesome. So what was the best ugly sweater other than yours?
Well, I made one for a colleague with some puppy and kitten.
One.
I did.
I
got a red sweatshirt, and then I found for a quarter at the dollar store in the markdown bin at the dollar store.
Nice.
You can find some great stuff in
They've
the clearance
bin
at the dollar store. Yeah.
I was in the airport flying home from the UNC basketball trip, and this was in the Atlanta airport. I think they have the airport's version of a dollar store. I can't remember what it was called, but it was advertised like deals, and everything in the store is $9.99
right.
and up.
Right, because that's a deal at the airport.
You have missed the idea of what a dollar store is,
yes.
but an actual dollar store has things on sale for less than a dollar.
And these were, they're like window cling decal thingies, and they were puppies and kittens dressed up for the holidays.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I used some double stick tape and pasted those on the red sweatshirt, and then I added some jingle bells. But I have to say, the best use of technology in a... that was one of the prize categories.
Okay.
Assistant Director Mark Bayless, who is retiring... this month, after over 30 years of service to the community at the library, he taped his cell phone onto his sweatshirt, and he put, there's an app with like a log fire burning or snow falling.
Oh, and he just set the app going?
Yeah, he just had it, I think it was hanging on his staff thing.
Yeah.
So that was best use of technology in
That's
a tacky sweater.
Awesome.
It was
oh,
pretty
I love
great.
That. Yeah,
it was pretty great.
Cool.
And actually, his was also, I probably shouldn't tell this, but I will. His was also tacky because he bought a red sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
For it, because he also, you know, found the $25 tacky sweaters.
Right, yeah.
And he left the price tags on it so he can return it, which makes it really tacky.
That's great. I was going to go with two-way tape as
that's pretty tacky.
That's pretty tacky.
This is
but
even tackier.
Being just doing it and then returning
it. I don't
later,
know if he's actually going to return it.
I think he
I
should.
Don't.
I don't think you should get an
now.
Award for tackiness and then not turn around and return the sweater. What is the award? Is it like a plaque? Is it a pin? Because he should be wearing the
pin. He got
pin.
Some chocolate.
Okay, he should be eating the chocolate while standing in line to return it.
Right.
This does not work for me. Oh, I spilled chocolate all over it. I'm sorry. You still take it back, right? Is
so
what
yes.
he should do.
Wacky, wacky stuff going
oh,
on at the library. And actually, can I share a holiday gift-giving library story?
What if I say no?
I'll tell it anyway.
<Go on. laughs>
So this happened just before I came here. Mm-hmm. Staff upstairs called and said, there's somebody here that wants to make a donation. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I just remembered something that I should have done. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody up there wants to make a donation. I go upstairs to the desk. I meet this lovely lady. She's an elderly lady. She loves the library. She loves reading, and she wants to give a donation to the library to buy books. I said, fabulous. You know, here you go. I said, do you want the books to be anything specific, any certain type of book? And she said, large print. And I said, great. I said, within that, anything more specific?
Yeah.
She said, trash. And on the memo line of her check, she wrote, large print, trash.
Love it.
Which was awesome. And I said, well, there's all kinds of trash she reads.
That's true.
And she likes like cop books and murder books.
Okay,
and that was her trashy. So we got a gift and the memo line said
large print trash. I love it.
It's awesome.
That's really cool.
So it's the holiday season.
You can get all kinds of gifts at the Chapel Hill Public Library and then you can take them to Four Corners and read them on Half Off Hump Day.
well done.
There you go. Yeah.
It's kind of a stretch.
It's a little bit of
okay.
a stretch, yeah.
It's all right.
It's not bad, yeah. All right, we're talking books.
Yes.
And it's almost Christmas. It's a week and a day away from Christmas. I'm asking everyone this. How close are you to being done with Christmas shopping?
Oh, I'm done.
Really?
We don't go crazy. It's okay. Minimal.
I don't go crazy either. I do minimal presents, but I wait until the last day to buy my minimal presents.
Yeah. I'm
that's
done.
The thing. Okay.
I'm done.
That's good. That's
done.
Great. Yeah.
Although now that you asked me, I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, I forgot that one. Maybe I'm not done.
Yeah.
You just upped my level of holiday angst. Thank
well,
you, Aaron.
Good. Upping levels of holiday angst is what I do for a living.
Let's talk about books.
All right.
You ready?
Someone's calling.
Somebody, yeah, something's beeping right. or buzzing.
No, that's my phone. It's
okay.
Fine. We'll deal with it later.
Who's going first today? Our prompt is Christmas.
Our prompt is Christmas. I've got a few good ones. I was thinking about it, and I realized that I have not read a book in a while that I would define as a Christmas book. So all of mine are going to be kids, young adult. They're mostly kids' books, but some of my favorite ones, including one that I forgot I had read until I looked up Christmas books online, and I was like, haven't read that. Oh, that's right, this one. Oh, I loved this one. So jogging memories that
okay.
I forgot about for
so
you. So you should go first.
Only one or two of mine are Christmas books per se.
Okay.
What I chose were some of my favorite books that happen to have be set or have a scene that takes place around Christmas.
That would be one of mine as well. So
okay.
I was stretching too.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Here we go.
All right.
I'm going to go with the first one, and I'm going to read a passage. I think I told you the last time or recently that I love opening lines of books, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first book that I'm going to recommend is Scott Phillips' The Ice Harvest.
Ooh.
It was made into a not-so-great movie with John Cusack, who I love, so I don't recommend the movie, but if you like...
Is it The Ice Storm?
No, The Ice Harvest.
The Ice,
the
Harvest?
Ice Storm was also a movie.
Was also
That's
a
different
movie.
Movie.
That's a different movie. Okay, good.
If you
Which
like
I also didn't like.
Noir
okay.
crime
okay.
fiction, if you like capers, if
mm-hmm.
you like the Coen Brothers, Fargo
okay.
kind of movies,
yeah.
Or stories, okay. you're going to like this book. It is set... Well, I'll just read... So, opening lines. This is actually the opening two lines, and there's a word in here that I can't say on the radio, so I'm going to say bleep instead.
Okay, good.
Okay. The whole
Everyone at home, play along and try to figure out what the word originally was.
Can I do that? Is
sure.
that okay?
Yeah,
can I do
course.
That?
Why not?
Okay. Okay. So the entire book takes place on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day
uh-huh.
in Wichita, Kansas, 1979.
Okay.
And I love noir.
Right,
okay?
right.
Opening two lines. At 4:15 on a cold, dry Christmas Eve, a nervous, middle-aged man in an expensive overcoat walked bareheaded into the Midtown tap room and stood at the near end of the bar with his membership card in hand, waiting for the afternoon barmaid to get off the phone. She was about 40, heavy in a square way, with a shiny face and dishwater blonde hair that looked like she'd gotten bleep-faced and decided to cut it herself. If that doesn't set the scene,
that's a good one,
right
yeah.
there,
yes,
right,
mm-hmm.
dingy Wichita bar, and a barmaid who's heavy in a square
yeah.
way with that hair, right?
That's a really good opener,
isn't
yeah,
it?
I like it
it
yeah.
just hooked me. So the
yeah.
whole book is a crooked lawyer on the lam, and he's going to blow out of town
mm-hmm.
on Christmas Day, and the whole book is he's going around town and he's saying his goodbyes,
mm-hmm.
and the whole time this plan builds and builds, and you know it's just going to go terribly wrong. And he goes to see the old hookers, he goes to see his bookie, all the barmaids. It's a great book.
I love it.
If you all like right. noir,
Ice
Capers,
Harvest.
Ice Harvest by Scott Phillips.
All right, I love the. I do like the Coen Brothers capers sort of genre.
You're gonna love it.
All right, I'm gonna step back a little bit, and you've brought. First of all, I love the fact that you're bringing the books
yeah.
as visual aids. In spite of the fact that we're radio, that's great. Because it's a really cool cover as well.
It is.
I like that. And you all should see this. Oh, it's the best cover ever.
Like my sweatshirt?
Yes, exactly.
If you could only see it.
If you could only
yeah.
see. cool. So I'm gonna step back a little bit. So not quite as adult, but I think all of these are books that that adults will like, even though they're kids' books. The first one, I'm gonna go with the obvious one to get a little bit more obscure as we go on. I can't not recommend The Grinch.
Oh, we just read that.
We just read that
for
yeah.
the 18th time this
yeah.
past week.
Yeah.
It's so much fun
it's
to read out loud.
It's been years since I've seen. Oh yeah, as with every Dr. Seuss,
right?
Right. It's been years since I've seen saw the TV special. I need to sit down and find.
Oh, we've seen
TV
that 14
special.
Times. We've
oh,
read
good.
The book 18 times now and watched the movie 14 times.
Yes, yes.
In the
it's
last
so
week.
So good. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's a classic. You can't not. And also, it's sort of thinking about the Grinch Christmas special is also the Charlie Brown Christmas special, which you have to watch in conjunction with it. And there's no sort of, there's no Charlie Brown Christmas book that you can read, but just go back and read the Peanuts comic strips about Christmas, and that really covers it. And for a little bit of a flip side, read Calvin and Hobbes. Christmas-themed comic strips as well.
And
I think the two of them together are a nice pairing.
I will also say, actually, at the Friends Bookstore, shameless plug for them again, I found last year, I think, a Peanuts Christmas collection. It's a collection of all the Peanuts-themed holiday strips.
I've seen those. I think I have a small, like, one of those you buy them in the at the checkout line at the bookstore kind of books,
Right.
Which
but
really,
this is
really good. Yeah. Okay. So that's number one. What's number two?
Okay. Number two. I'll go with the straight Christmas book on this one.
Okay.
Oh no. Actually, I won't. I won't. Never mind. The other book that I pulled that is set around Christmas is a book called Landline by Rainbow Rowell.
And you brought this one too. Is this the library copy of it?
Yes, it is. I will put it back on the shelf so that people can check it out.
So in about 45 minutes, you'll be able to walk into the library and check it out.
Absolutely.
All right.
So Rainbow Rowell is a really hot author now. She's one of these authors who writes young adult books and books for adults as well, but really anybody should and could read them.
Yeah.
Her big young adult book was Eleanor and Park, which is fabulous.
Okay, yeah.
Was on all the big lists. Mm-hmm. But Landline, it's a really, really interesting book. It's one of her adult books, but it's about a couple and their marriage is falling apart. Mm-hmm. And so he proposed to her like 15 years earlier on Christmas, and it was this very romantic proposal. And you fast forward 15 years, and it's Christmas again, and their marriage is at this turning point. So he flies off with the kids to visit family. She says she can't go. She's got this big Hollywood job. She's got to stay there. And forget how it happens. Either he's not answering his cell phone. And she goes back home, and there's this old-fashioned landline phone.
Right.
And she picks it up to call him, and it's like this time travel thing where she starts having conversations with him in the past.
Ooh, nice.
So it's a little, that quirky kind of, not sci-fi, but sci-fi-ish.
Yeah.
And so it is the story of whether remembering the good times, thinking about the future, kind of goes back and forth.
That also makes me feel a little bit old because I had a landline.
Oh, I did too.
So very recently,
right?
But still, that sounds like a really good
book. But if you haven't read Rainbow Rowell, she's really great. The one that I also love is her first book, which was called Attachments.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise of that is a new IT guy is reading the emails of people, and he starts to fall in love with this worker, and she and her friend are having all of these email exchanges, but the IT guy is reading them, and he's supposed to be looking for other stuff, but it's very sweet.
That's really cool.
She's great. So
yeah,
that's another book that's not a Christmas book, but it is set around Christmas and very good.
I will go with a book that is not a Christmas book, but that is set around Christmas, and I'm really, really happy with myself because I think last time we were talking about, what was our topic last time? I can't even remember. Books to give as gifts, that's right. And I think it was last time I was talking about Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing.
Yes.
And I said, I went back and forth between Judy Blume and Beverly Cleary, and I went with Judy Blume, and thank goodness, because this week I'm going to recommend Beverly Cleary, Ramona and Her Father.
I've forgotten which one that,
books, it's the one where her father loses his job and they're trying to sort of hold the family together in economic crisis. But it ends with the sort of, as all the Ramona books do, to sort of all of the conflicts to sort of get resolved in a we're moving forward kind of way at a Christmas pageant. Ends with the Christmas pageant. And when we were thinking about Christmas books, this was instantly the first one that I thought of before I thought about The Grinch, before I thought about anyone.
Wow.
I was like, oh, that's the Ramona book that ends with the Christmas pageant. And I had to look that up. I thought it was Ramona Forever, but it was Ramona and Her Father. And it's they're all great. We should.
Ramona's
awesome. I actually was reading and Beverly Cleary is still alive. She's 98 years old.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I looked that up. She's still alive. She's 98 years old. And all of the Ramona books are just so, so good. I need to go back and reread them.
That's great.
Yeah. But Ramona and Her Father ends with a Christmas pageant, and they're all terrific. I don't know which one's my favorite.
I was going to say, that would be a great gift to give. What is that?
Third grade or second grade, so like 7, 8 years old,
yeah.
I think. And just the whole collection, because I think it goes from she's in first grade and all the books goes up to, I think the last one, she's in fourth grade.
And they do those now, you know, that's a popular frame. Like there's the Junie B. Jones books.
Yep, yep.
And I know that lots of parents were just like, when is she going to get to second grade? Like Junie B. Jones was in first grade
yeah,
for way too long.
Time, yep.
And now she finally got to second grade.
Good.
Okay, the next book, my next book is a straight up Christmas book. Definitely okay. Not for the kids though.
All right.
I could not.
I've got the kids covered this
okay.
week. So you
I
go
could not
with your noir Coen brothers like, Christmas is deadly.
I could not recommend David Sedaris' Holidays on Ice, which is a collection. Some of those were published in Barrel Fever and some other ones, but that has the famous Santa Land Diaries.
How is that not a family-friendly book? Come on.
Well, you try. I don't know. It's got the Santa Land Diaries, which, of course, chronicles his time as an elf at Macy's. Mm-hmm. It's got one of my favorites. I think I can say this word. Dinah the Christmas Whore. Can I say that?
Apparently.
Well, I just said it. That's not one of the seven words, is it?
Not anymore. You just said it.
I just said it. Okay, I may not have a gig anymore. I know.
I also assume that when you're walking out of the library with these books in hand, you're setting off the metal detector outside, and it's just going bleep, bleep, bleep,
right.
And everyone's turning and looking at you, and you're holding the books up in the air, like
that's
at
me.
The end, like waving the flag at the end of Les Mis, going, I'll do what I want. I'm the library director. Marching out.
That's my
with
day.
Your ET Christmas
every day.
Letter. Yeah.
Every day. So, anyways,
so
Holidays on Ice,
yes.
Which is also great as an audiobook. Mm-hmm. And I would also segue into recommending if you're traveling for the holidays, audiobooks are great.
Mm-hmm. That's
so,
true.
David Sedaris or some great family stories if you're traveling with kids.
Does David Sedaris read his own? He got
He does for many of them, yes.
Yeah.
Probably for all of them, actually.
I imagine, because he got his start on NPR,
he did,
didn't he?
Yes,
so he wouldn't be
This
the
American
perfect
Life.
Person. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so my last recommendation, and this is the one that I looked up Christmas books and was like, I haven't read that. Wind in the Willows, what does that have to do with? Okay, it doesn't matter. this one, I remember it. It is, it reminded me of the Miss Nelson books, the Miss Nelson is Missing.
Oh, yeah.
Like sort of that
uh-huh.
sort of idea. I don't know if it's the same person who wrote it, and now that I've thought about it, I made the connection in my head, I have to look it up and see. But Barbara Robinson is the author, and the book is The Best Christmas Pageant.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's a great book.
I'd completely forgotten about this book. The family is the Herdmans.
The Herdmans,
they are the worst,
yes.
most horrible family. Just all of the kids are nasty and mean. And the family
right.
sort of decides to take it upon themselves to put on a Christmas pageant, and it's the best Christmas pageant
That's
ever.
Right. That's
there
a
was
great
someone,
book.
I have to go back and reread this one, too, because I've forgotten most of the details, but this I was reading a review of it, and this woman was posting online that she can't read the last paragraph, and she reads it out loud to her
uh-huh.
kids. She can't read the last paragraph without crying. Because it's apparently a very heartwarming, touching ending, which I've forgotten. But imagine trying to read a story to your kids, but being so affected by it
right.
that you start crying yourself.
That makes me really want to read it again, because
right?
I remember being kind of funny.
Go back. Right, it's a really funny book. I don't remember the super touching ending, but apparently it's got one, so I have to go back and read it now.
Okay.
That's my last recommendation.
So I told my husband not to listen today, because
okay.
I was probably going to talk about a Christmas gift that I'm going to get him.
Uh-huh.
And I clearly lied to you when I told you that I had all my shopping done because
yes.
I'd forgotten about this one, which I only found out about today.
Okay.
So my husband loves Tolkien, loves the Lord of the Rings and loves all of that. And I did not know it, but Tolkien, there's a book called Letters from Father Christmas. And every year, Tolkien's children got a postmarked letter from the North Pole from Father Christmas, which is what they call Santa in Britain, of course.
Of course.
And Tolkien wrote them in the voice of Father Christmas. But they're fun and they're heartwarming, but they're also so Tolkien, apparently. So I was flipping. We have a ebook one, and I was flipping through it. We don't have the print copy at the library. And like Santa's talking about the elves and what the elves are up to, and
uh-huh.
how he can't keep the elves straight. And it's sort of imbued with that fantasy feeling of Tolkien.
That's super cool.
And it's apparently illustrated by him, so it's beautiful.
Nice.
So I just found out about that one while I was thinking about Christmas books for this, and it's Letters from Father Christmas.
All right. Awesome.
So I'm probably gonna go buy that for my husband.
Okay.
And you better not be listening.
Merry Christmas. If you're listening, you're getting that book.
Yes.
Or maybe not. Yeah. cool. So awesome. That's it.
That's my pile.
What are you
pile.
Doing for the holidays?
The best Christmas present
ever. Uh-huh.
We're taking our children to their grandparents in Virginia tomorrow.
Ooh, nice.
And they're going to be there until Christmas when we go up. We have 5 days.
Oh, that's great.
Hashtag kid-free Christmas. If I were on the Twitter. So that's our Christmas present. And then we will go.
You know, when you're making air quotes with your hands, you got to cross them so it's a hashtag sign.
I did not know that was a thing.
It is now.
It is now,
yeah.
Wow.
I've seen people do it.
Really, again, great, so great radio here.
Yeah,
great radio.
It's riveting. Yeah, it really is.
No, but we will go to Virginia. And hopefully I'll do lots of reading over the holidays.
Awesome.
That's what I really want for Christmas, is more time to read.
Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. Head there in 45 minutes or so, and you can pick up all the books that she recommended, which she will be lovingly placing back on the shelves in their rightful place in just a little while. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.